You mean to tell me that Henry refuses to come back to Inverness?
Well, Auntie, he felt it's best if he...
That old fool! After I've forsaken every conceivable pleasure just to keep Inverness alive, he declares that he prefers to remain in hiding.
In hiding?
Yes, hiding!
What is he hiding from?
From me, of course! Well, I certainly don't need him. We'll continue as we were, won't we, Jack?
Well, Auntie, I wanted to talk...
Jimes! Jimes! More tea! And now that Sir Henry has chosen to continue chasing his fantasies, you, Jack, will take the place of Lord Jowls.
I beg your pardon?
What I mean is that together we'll spearhead our movement. The time is ripe. Great spiritual famine is over. A new age is upon us. The weak and hungry souls of humanity must be nourished. People don't know where to turn to receive the new spiritual energy. Inverness is a mountain of golden energy.
Auntie.
A beacon of pure light to guide,
Auntie.
To inspire,
Auntie.
To inform,
Auntie, please,
to persuade.
Please, Auntie.
Yes, Jack?
I'm sorry. I just don't share your enthusiasm. I have other plans.
Like what?
Auntie, I have my own fate to follow. And I'm certain that...
So Henry got to you first. I should have known he'd toss a clinker in your boot.
It wasn't Sir Henry.
Oh, yes, it was. Well, I don't know what to say. Really.
Oh, Auntie, I'm...
Enough! Oh, Jack... I want you to understand that your auntie is not a religious fanatic. I do get carried away with my own plans, but please understand, I'm not seeking to control others. I suppose I've been unfair to Henry. He's grown a little weary of human beings. He watched colonization creep in... I've been unfair to Henry, I'm afraid. He's grown a little weary of human beings. He watched colonization creep into even the most distant, God-forsaken corners of the world. His romantic heart always sided with the weaker, more primitive, basic peoples. He loved how their lives followed the circular lines and rhythms of nature. He's seen how civilized man lied and cheated and pushed the natives from their own lands. And then still it goes on, Jack. Burma, the jungles of Brazil. It goes on and on.
But I'm happy that you see how he feels.
But he hasn't grown cynical, has he? He's always had that tendency.
No, on the contrary. He's very mellow. I guess he doesn't trust religions. He calls it colonization of the mind. With the new spiritual energy that's come upon us... Well, he's sad over the possibility that people will just be stepping out of one trap and into another. More illusion, he says.
So he won't have any part of it. Yes, that's Henry, a skeptic to the core. Oh, well. Jives! Jives, more tea! What is he up to this time? Jives!
Tea, crumpets, and cannibal wafers coming right up.
Ah, there you are, Jives. How good to see you.
Cannibal wafers.
That's right, Master Jack. Lip-smacking good.
Cannibal wafers.
Ham and cheese on rye. Oh.
Long pork, Master Jack.
That'll be just fine, Jives, thank you.
Why did he call me Master Jack?
He's just jiving, I suppose.
Jives. Jives, would you come back here for a minute?
Yes, boss.
Jives, tell me something. Why did you chase me about in the East Tower with a meat cleaver?
Well, boss, I figured you needed the exercise.
So it was you who disguised yourself as Meanie-Eenie.
Sorry about that, boss.
Well, we felt that you needed training to be quick on your feet, to be physically as well as mentally at all times alert, to be able to present a moving target.
Oh, you people. By the way, Auntie, who is the we you mentioned?
Oh, Dr. Missoula and I and some of the others.
I see.
You aren't angry, Jack.
No, not at this point.
That was some fancy stepping, boss.
Yeah. Thank you. What a rare and exquisite sense of humor. Well, tell me, Auntie, have you heard anything more about little Frida? Auntie?
Little Frida is gone.
So she is gone?
Yes, I'm afraid so. She was not able to rematerialize.
I see.
She's gone back to her people.
But she's all right.
Oh, yes, yes, she is. It's very difficult to manifest your own self normally. And after Dr. Missoula's laboratory exploded, she wasn't able... But other than not having a body, she's perfectly healthy.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. But I'm sorry I wasn't able to see her again. I didn't even get to say goodbye.
Yes, I'll miss her too. And that damned Cuban cigar.
Well, Auntie, the mysteries of Inverness have been solved. I'm leaving tomorrow.
So soon, then?
Yes, tomorrow.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say? I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more.
As we take a final look into that old Victorian mansion that we all know and love, we see that Jack Flanders is preparing to leave. He packs his sparse belongings into a small canvas bag, tosses it over his shoulder, and heads out the door.
Welcome back, Jack.
Goodbye? Oh, yes. So goodbye it is. Oh, yes. This is Dr. Mazzullo's good God extractor. Since I was so successful extracting and materializing the terrifying symbols from the depths of my own humble self, I got to thinking, why not manifest the godlike symbols, eh?
Maybe.
Who knows? Why not? You only live once. A few thousand times at most.
Well, I'll visit again one day, in the far-off future.
If you ever need any extraction done, call on me. And God's been with you, Jack.
Oh, it's Meanie Eenie.
In, boyfriend.
Meanie Eenie, it's been nice knowing you.
Goodbye, Jack. When we are dead, seek not our tomb in the earth, but find it in the hearts of men. Goodbye.
Goodbye. What a character. They never stop, do they?
Jack! Oh, Jack!
Oh, Auntie!
Oh, you weren't going to leave without saying goodbye.
Oh, of course not. You know that.
Well, yes, that's true.
I always save the best for last.
Oh, Jack, that's very nice. I wanted to say that there's no reason to walk down the mountain. The narrator's going into town, and he'll give you a ride in the pickup truck.
Oh, I don't mind walking.
No, no. He'd feel slighted if you refused the ride.
Okay.
I don't suppose you have any definite plans.
Well, the way seems to be marked. It's just a matter of being awake enough to see the signposts, I suppose.
Yes. I saw that yesterday. You have your own destiny, and now it's separate from Inverness. Remember, Jack, speak to every man according to his understanding. There is a gradation in all men. Each will perceive what he can perceive, and at the stage at which he can perceive it. Well, The narrator's waiting. Goodbye, Jack.
Goodbye, Auntie.
May God be with you.
But when I was walking up the road, up from the bay, I could see the tops rising out of the fog. Four distinct towers.
Not a restless man, but a man who loved life, and he drank of it and breathed deeply of it.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I just need help.
Look, if I could trust you, and
you particularly, you stay away from
all
that
around,
maze.
Echoing below is a constant drone.
Now come down quickly into another lifetime. Set your feet down gently.
Wow, that's really funny. The stars and planets whirl past the windows faster and faster until they become streaks of light, comets chasing their own tails.
Nothing.
Song! That song is called...
Sin against God is one thing. Sin against God is worse.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
A dying daughter.
A kind of demon.
Hail, fair bird. Why I'm here, I don't know. Or how I'm going to get back?
Yes.
I don't
Our
know.
Our favorite dance was the tango.
A tango, yes.
We're going down into the sand.
Thus the dragon of cosmic power came to be personified as a beast of horror and destruction.
He's destroying the lab, Doctor.
Quite odd.
Okay. I'll wake you up when I'm tired.
Why, Mr. Flanders, I'm surprised that you recognized me. This time.
It exists, eh? The Bodhisattva jukebox. Yes, of course, of course.
To recognize oneself in others.
Remember, Jack, speak to every man according to his understanding. There is a gradation in all men. Each will perceive what he can perceive, and at the stage at which he can perceive it. Well, goodbye, Jack.
Goodbye, Auntie.
May God be with you.
Goodbye, Jack.
The Fourth Tower of Inverness is a continuing serial being brought to you each week, Monday through Friday.
Well, kids, we've finally come to the end, and the credits are as follows. Robert Lorick as Jack Flanders, Valerie Mamchis as Meanie Eenie and Lady Jowls, Laura Esterman as the Madonna Vampira, Pat Anderson as Little Frida, Meatball Fulton as Chief Wampum and Old Farseeing Art, and Murray Head as Lord Jowls. Dave Herman was the narrator, and he also played Dr. Missoula. And Paul Combs did the intro and the outro themes. Mark Stone was your outro announcer. He's the one that would say, "Tune in tomorrow when you'll hear." And the engineering was done by the incomparable Virgil Snakeskin. The Fourth Tower was written and directed by Meatball Fulton. And a final word, if you liked the thing, then send a card or a letter or an old shoe to this station and let them know. And who knows, maybe in the future we'll do another thrilling adventure serial. So let the station know if you liked it. And goodbye.
The Fourth Tower of Inverness has been recorded on adhesive tape by CBS Media.